never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
I have to tell you, ever since the good doctor told me that my right hip, well, he said, actually, the words were, you beat the hell out of it, haven't you? I said, yeah, I guess I have. He said, ever since he told me I was going to get a new one, the words, keep moving, got to get back up, really mean something to me. And if you've been through this before, you know what I mean by that. But you know, it's a mindset. Mindset keeps you going. Mindset keeps you happy, keeps you sad, whatever it is. And today we're going to talk about mindset and six particular ways of thinking, little things you can, nothing fancy, nothing crazy. You don't have to work too hard at it. Just a couple little things, and if you'll take today, just one of them, your life will change by the end of the day. I'm serious, just a little bit maybe, and I'm not even going to tell you which one to take. Just pick up one, and you'll be cool. Cool? All right, it is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com. Here we go, episode 4,777, and I'm so happy to have you today. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Having more fun than the boss said I was allowed to have, but then again, last I checked, I was the boss of me, so I was having fun today, so I'm freaked out. I'm freaked out. I know here there's a calling being given to me right now that I disagree with. I'll tell you why in a second. But I'm at church the other day because, you know, I made the goal this year. I said I was going to read the Bible. Always wanted to read the Bible. So I've been reading the Bible every single day. Missed a couple days, but I caught up. Every single day I read the Bible. I'm like almost 2 months into the Bible now. And along with it, found a cool pastor because I hired a coach. I said, okay, I'm going to read the Bible. Let's get somebody who can explain it to me so I get the shortcut. So this cool pastor, been going to church about 9 or 10 weeks now. Cool guy. I walk in the other day thinking, I'm just going to go to church. Now, here's the thing. When I do my podcast, I just do my podcast. I don't think that I don't think you're actually listening to me. Are you kidding me? I'm just in my own little world doing my thing. I put it out in the air, and then I don't know what happens to it. But evidently, you and about 50,000 other people every single day listen, including my pastor. He comes running across the room. I'm thinking, oh, God, what do you do when a pastor comes running up to you enthusiastically? What's he going to tell me? My check bounced. Hey, Scott. A little birdie told me about your podcast, because I didn't tell him. He said, a little birdie told me about your podcast. I've been listening to you. I think you're going to be a pastor someday. You're going to preach. I said, no, I'm not going to preach. I'll preach my own. No. I know a lot about you. I'm going to get you. You're going to. No, I'm not. So, okay. Here's my thing. A lot of people will hear things and see things in you. They get excited about you, pull you in. Be careful. Although, you know what? It's not bad. Instead of having to create your own stuff and research it, you just kind of open the book and go from there. That's how it works, right? So we have something coming up here next week on March 7th, two times during the day, as I launch my Face Your Passion 2.0 program. You may have heard about the passion, purpose, meaning, and legacy, and you don't know what that means. But if you want to know what it means, you have to register. So go to faceyourpassion.com, get registered, and let's have a little fun with life these days. The world is an interesting place, isn't it? I just see it that way. I see it kind of cute. And usually most things that happen in the world are all about mindset. I know with me personally, I really, truly try to get out of bed, have a great day, go to bed, have great dreams. That's kind of my goal for the day. I know it's underachieving, but most people can't do that. But I found that you run into people, you run into money, you run into things, you run into politics, and it just kind of messes up your day. But over time, your worldview changes. Now, worldview is a word that gets tossed around a lot. What does it mean, Scott? Tell me what we're... Okay, come here. Real close. I'm going to get... Most people don't get this on a podcast. I'll give it to you today. Worldview. Dictionary definition. It's your view of the world. Tow. The big stuff, it came right out. I'm sorry. Didn't want to hold it back. But it's true. If you have very little experience in the world, if you live in Iowa and you have a cow and a corn plant, your worldview is different than if you live in the mega city of Daytona Beach like mine. I see. Well, okay. It's not that big. Maybe twice a year. The difference is, depending on what you're used to, what you know, what you've experienced, what you believe, that changes your worldview. And if you keep a small worldview and you run into somebody with a big worldview, you know, things tend to happen. But all your worldview tends to come down to your mindset. Now, the good thing about being a little bit older than maybe you and that guy, those three over there, much older than I am. But the truth is, when you get a little bit older, one of the benefits of doing that is you've just been there, done that, seen a lot. That's why you don't freak out so much, because you're like, well, I've been here before. I know you're a freak. You're 29 years old, but I've done that 52 times. That's why you never argue with an old person. They don't care. You're not going to win, okay? That's it. That's why you don't go to a bar with a pretty wife, because the old guy's going to hit on her. He doesn't care. Same thing. You want, that's a true story, by the way. You want a worldview and a mindset that allows you just kind of chill. Get out of bed, have a great day, enjoy your day, then go to bed, have great dreams. How do we do that? Well, we know one thing is you live this life every single day, however long it lasts for you. On your last day on earth, the person you will become will meet the person you could have been. That's why I'm building the Face Your Fashion program, because I want you to be that person. I want you in full potential today. It's coming, whether you like it or not. You're smart. You're not going to let yourself not fulfill your potential, are you? So what about those six mindset shifts? Number one. You know what? As I think about this, there's people that have waited for this right now, and they're going to leave me as soon as I say it, because they're going to go, oh, that's not good stuff. That's some basic stuff. Give me something fancy, Scott. Give me something that catches my attention. Put a hook on it, man. Make it like a YouTube thingy.
So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Number one. Live a good lifestyle. Eat good stuff, exercise, do the right thing, mostly. You know my 70% rule? Get it 70% right. Listen, if you can exercise 4 days a week, you're going to be in great shape. If you can eat right 70% of the time, you're going to do great. If you understand that you eat 21 meals a week and you exercise three times, you're more likely to get fat than skinny. Right? It's basic stuff. Live a good lifestyle. Eat good stuff, exercise, don't drink too much, don't smoke too much. Have fun. Smile. And it really seems simple, but you know what? Sometimes we get caught up in the gossip and stuff. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get out there. I'm a big, bad dude. Do that. I'm going to have an attitude today. I'm not going to let that out. No. Eat good stuff. Exercise. Live a good lifestyle. Number two, think long term. Find your groove and stick with it. I've found my groove a long time ago in what I do here. My lifestyle, how I eat, the whole thing. Actually, the doctor the other day, they contacted me and they said, hey, you're coming in for surgery. Yeah. And they gave me a list of questions. And on the eighth question, she laughed at me. Wait a second. When's the last time you got laughed at by a doctor's person, a nurse? You laughed at me. I said, what are you laughing about for? She said, well, you're saying no to everything. Nobody says no. You people have stuff wrong with them. You don't. I said, yeah, I live the good lifestyle. I think long term. I want to be here for a long time. I'm doing good. I didn't actually say that. I just tied that in because it made sense with the podcast. Just so you know, got to be honest. So live a good lifestyle, right? Think long term. Find your groove. Stick with it. What's your groove? You know your groove. You know your groove. What do you do when you're doing you? Oh, hey, Scott, what are you doing? I'm doing me. Should be a movie. Find your groove, the stuff that you feel good, the stuff you're ultimately and intimately good at. Stuff you're unique at. Find that. Nurture it over time. These people these days are jack of all trades and the master of none. But you know, that was the wrong quote. You know, the actual quote was master of all trades, or jack of all trades, master of one. Uh-oh. Missed that one. Number three, play big. Thinking small is not why you were born. So you think about a lot of people think small and dream big. Are you that person? I meet a lot of you all the time. And to some extent, I'm like that. I could be much bigger than I am. Just I don't want to do it. Oh, it's, you know, you've said that, right? Play big. You know why you want to play big? Think it's small to save. And you want to be small, that's fine. But when you play big, you fire up a part of your mind that excites you. When you go beyond what you think you can do, when you get excited about what's possible, when you explore the future possibilities, you fire up that anticipation engine. You get to the point, you say, my God, life is good. I want to get out of bed and go every single day, no matter what happens. When you have that mindset, nothing matters. No matter who gets in your way, doesn't matter what, how bad a day they're having. Who kicked their cat? By the way, kudos to my Zoomie, who actually looked up Zig Ziglar, kicked the cat, and thanked me for mentioning it. Number four, be responsible. Yep. No more excuses. That's the only way to be happy. You figure that out eventually. When you are responsible for yourself, yeah, you will. I mean, it's kind of rampant right now. Nobody's responsible. They're, whatever. Yeah, I'm responsible. God, I got to pay my bills. That's what I'm doing. But it's bigger. It's deeper than that. Culturally, it goes a lot deeper than that. Spiritually, it goes so much deeper than that. The very minute you just grow up, accept responsibility for everything going around you, look in the mirror and say, okay, dummy, you're messing up. Get it fixed. Okay, after another bottle of wine, I'll do it. Fine, start tomorrow. I don't care. Be responsible. No excuses. You're not going to be happy until you stop making excuses. And you are making excuses someplace in your life. Oh, man, I just opened a can of worms. So let me do every single person is making excuses, all right? Every single person is lying to at least themselves in some place in your life. Think about it for a second. Really, just for the fun of it. What excuse have you made? Where have you lied to yourself? It might be the same thing. Stop it. It's not good for you. The only one you're fooling is yourself. Okay, note to Scott, these are two shows in a row that might be a little bit too much tough love. Don't be doing this again. People are going to get pissed off. They're not going to listen anymore. All right, number five. Learn to be more flexible. Stop being hard-headed. Go with the flow to get what you want. Yep, but be flexible along the way. Had a meeting a little bit earlier today. And I was very flexible. I wanted to be flexible, but they didn't want to be flexible. So if you don't want to be flexible to me, I decided to have a little bit of fun. I'm still going to go with the flow. So I was very inflexible for just a moment just to have fun. But you know what? Eventually I felt bad about it. Let's be flexible. Find a way around this. The more you do that, the more flexible you are, the more likely to get what you want. In my case today, I simply was inflexible long enough to get to the right person so I could be flexible to get what I wanted. Makes sense? The person who is the most flexible, they know what they want to get in their life. They know what they want to achieve. And they're the most flexible, meaning within your values, within your integrity, within everything that means something to you, and you're not cheating, and you're not lying, and you're not doing bad stuff, and you'll clean it up later. You're literally walking your talk, walking who you are, and yet you're flexible in the opportunity and how you get there. You can only win that game. There's no way to lose that game. Okay, how long have we been going now? It's a long time. How about one more, huh? Embrace hard work. I mean, really deep hard work. There's no magic bullet. It's easy to Google stuff or get AI to make a course for you in 2.5 minutes or something like that. It's easy to do that. But to really make something great, you got to dig in. You got to sweat it out. You got to lose sleep. You got to go for it. That's why I want you in your passion. Because only when you're in your passion will you be able to do it. Because like I love to say, I want you to do what you love. Even if sometimes you hate it. FaceYourPassion.com. Get signed up. We're going to blow the roof off this place in about a week and a half. And it is, train is heading out of the station. I want you there. See it Facebook too. Daily Passion. You know where it is. Go find the Facebook page. Right?
Keep moving. Gotta get it back up. What?
You cannot leave it like that. There is somebody saying, I don't even know where his Facebook page is. All right, I got it. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook.